Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, a couple weeks ago, we did a podcast on Stop Brooding. It was episode 57, but it was all about how to stop brooding and to end negative thoughts. Right. And today we're going to continue with that because of a couple of articles that we found that really are just fantastic as it relates to that.
I'm surprised with the number of articles that are coming out on this, what looks like the same topic.
Right.
Different approaches to the same topic. And it's this whole notion of how do you stop negative thinking?
Right.
And traditionally, the way we were trained was that you use something called cognitive behavioral therapy,
right,
where you change your thinking to change your behavior.
Right, okay? Right.
And what most of these articles are saying is that that doesn't always work.
Right.
And you and I have discussed on a number of occasions whether it doesn't work because it's not sufficient or it doesn't work because people aren't using it the way it's intended to use, or they're not putting enough effort into it.
Right, right.
So that's what I like about all these articles, is they're opening this up for discussion, and they're sort of adding additional interventions to the whole process.
You know, I think that there's maybe even a third reason why it's not working as well. Because I like threes, you know that.
I'm glad you said that, because I started to jump all over it.
But I think that the third reason, too, is that we are just so inundated with self-help stuff.
Right, right.
And so much of the self-help stuff is focused on cognitive behavioral therapeutic techniques.
Right.
You know, changing the way that you're thinking about things. And you know, I think that the word desensitized is way too overused.
Right.
But it is something along those lines, because I know that with many of my patients, as soon as I mention, you know, something along those lines, you can see them just kind of lose focus, and they start thinking about something else because, you know, they've heard that before. Mm-hmm. They've heard about changing your thoughts. And so it may be related to the two that you mentioned, but I think it's that they've heard it so much now that they just don't apply any credence to it. They don't think that it's as valuable and as useful as it possibly could be.
Or they may have tried it,
right,
and it didn't work. And
right.
Says, "Well, I've tried that. That doesn't work." You know, it's like parents will say, "Well, I've tried timeout," but most parents don't use timeout the way it was really designed. You know, and it may be the same thing with CBT, but be that as it may, many people have lost faith in this process of changing your thinking to change your behavior.
Right,
and so that's what I like about these new articles that are coming out, is they're beginning to shed a different light on this whole issue.
Right, right. And so there's a couple of articles that I'll include in the show notes, but there's this one in particular entitled How to Stop Worrying When Your Thoughts Won't Cooperate.
Yeah, and I really like this one compared to the others. There's another one that we should probably post, but we don't have to discuss.
Right.
People can read it. It's short and to the point, and there's some things you might want to try. But I like this one. I like the depth of this one.
Yeah, this one really gets into some detail. And I think that it's good because, as we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks, it really encourages you to process what you're feeling, process what you're thinking about. You know, we work so hard on changing what we think or stopping particular thoughts. And sometimes it's important just to embrace those thoughts and deal with the thoughts.
I think that's the biggest change in this whole area right now, is that we had always assumed that the first order of business was to stop the negative thinking. What these researchers and clinicians are telling us is, no, wait a minute, don't do that. You know, let's just wait, and maybe we have to live in that negative thinking for a while because it's informative.
Right.
And I use the analogy of the, in Australia they call them king waves. Here we call them when the sea pulls you out. Rip tides.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And the advice we get it when you live in Florida, there are many rip tides, and if you get caught in a rip tide, you're instinct is to swim, to try to swim back to shore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're told to swim out of the riptide, to swim laterally.
Right.
And so just let it take you out, and then as you begin to get some strength and you begin to think about it, then swim laterally. Mm-hmm. It's the same with this.
Right.
Let these negative thoughts take you for a while so that you develop an understanding of what you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah, I like the idea of really processing what the thoughts are trying to tell you.
What are they trying to tell you? Right.
And then dealing with that core issue, because when we focus solely on shifting the thought to something else, we really fall short of dealing with the issue that's causing the thoughts in the first place.
So
that's why they tend to return and come back. So I like that idea. And this author, who is Tina Gilbertson, she talks about this truth technique.
Right.
T-R-U-T-H.
Right.
And so the T stands for tell yourself the situation.
Right.
And again, so that you're this is mindfulness.
That's right.
You know, where are you? What is happening? Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Right.
What's the situation?
Yep. And that's living in that. That's spending time thinking about these feelings.
Right.
Where do they come from? What produced them? What am I really worried about? Because frequently you think you've identified the
right
problem and you really haven't.
Right.
So you have to spend some time and some energy and some effort really figuring out what this stuff means, what it means.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, the R in truth is realize what you're feeling.
Right.
So now we're talking about processing the feeling itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a context from telling yourself the situation. Now you're realizing what it is that you're feeling.
That's right. Now you have really probably at step two, you've really begun to identify what it is that's really bothering you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. The U is uncover self-criticism.
Yeah.
And I think that this is a really important point for many people because, you know, I know many of my patients and many people in general who experience some depressive thoughts and ruminating thoughts, the first thing that they do is they start putting themselves down for not being strong enough to not have those thoughts.
That's right. That's always sort of the first, it almost is like there's this obligatory thing that we have to be self-critical. You know, there's something wrong with me,
right.
Or I'm weak, or I'm, you know, there. And that's it's probably a necessary step in the process, but it's one that we have to get over fairly quickly if we're going to get on and process this and do something about it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So self-criticism is normal, but get through it.
It's normal as long as it's self-constructive.
That's right.
Constructive self-criticism.
Right.
If it's
where it becomes a problem is if it keeps you stuck someplace.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the T, the R, the U. The second T is try to understand yourself.
Right.
And this is, again, I think getting down to what is the feeling trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
why do you feel anxious? Why do you feel uncomfortable? Why do you feel depressed?
Right.
Why are these thoughts happening? What are they trying to communicate with you?
Right. That's right. So that you can get to the last step,
which is have the feeling.
Own it.
Go ahead.
Right. That's right. And it's okay. You know, it's all right to have it.
Yeah. I was listening to another podcast not long ago, and they were talking about something that we've talked about, you know, a long time ago, which is the fact that it's okay to experience negative emotions.
That's right.
You know, it's okay to feel sad sometimes.
Right. Life is not Facebook. You know, you're not happy and posing. We go through these things, and you have to live in them for a moment. In fact, I love the title. This five-step process is in her book, and I love the title of the book. It's called Constructive Wallowing. You know, and that's really what she's asking us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really good advice. And I love the title, Constructive Wallowing. Spend some time, roll around in this stuff. Make sure you understand these feelings, and go and own them. There's nothing wrong with feeling down or depressed.
Right.
It's informative. I think what you said at the beginning of this podcast, it's informative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if our feelings are going to become instructive rather than destructive,
right,
we have to allow ourselves time to really, really process them, not just get rid of them.
Right.
The old thinking was get rid of those negative thoughts. Maybe that's not such a good idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So allow yourself the time to experience it. Don't. And we've said this Yeah, I feel like we've said it a couple of times over the past few weeks in different podcasts. You know, don't fight against yourself. Don't fight against the horse. Remember we talked about the horse in a previous podcast.
Yeah,
the
horse and rider. Right.
The horse and rider. So, you know, don't battle against it. You know, go ahead and experience it. Tell yourself what's happening. Mm-hmm. Realize what you're feeling. And, you know, be careful of the self-criticism.
Right.
But then, you know, try to understand and go ahead and experience it.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. it's okay.
Yep. It's trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Give it time so that it can speak.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that's it for today.
That was good.
Yep. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.